Sechtes Menachah is Daf Yud Tes, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Chesem and Beis. In the Mishnah on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, the Mishnah taught us that if a Kohen did not do Yitziko or Belila, and it was done by a Zar, that the Mincha would be kosher. And the Gemara stated, Masisin like Rav Shimon, that our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon, as Rav Shimon holds that Yitziko and Belila must be done by a Kohen. And as Tesis points out, even though certainly Rav Shimon agrees that if one doesn't do Belila at all, then the Mincha would be kosher, however, by a Zar doing Belila, then that is actually worse than not doing Belila at all, and therefore the Mincha would be pasul. And as Taisa states, V'yesh lema debol zar gara demechal aveda. And our Gemara now begins, and we'll bring the Mekoreis for the Shita of the Rabbanon and the Shita of Rav Shimon. And as our Gemara begins, my time of the Rabbanon, now what is the Mekor for the Shita of Rabbanon that Belila and Yitzika k'shir bizar? And our Mekor, the Pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra, V'nefesh k'sak of karba Mincha l'Hashem, so l'siya k'banai, v'yotzik l'Hashem v'nosan l'alavayna. And then the next Pasuk states, V'viyah b'nei Aaron Akoinim, the Kumbis Misham, Loikumso, Misalto Mishamno, Alcolovinos of Hikta Akoinis Askrosam is Becha, Ishe Rech Nichoch Lashem. And since the Pasuk only mentions Bnei Aaron Akoinim when the Pasuk speaks about Kmitza, so therefore we learn out, Mikmitza Ve'ilach Mitzas Kuna, Liman Al Yitziko Blilach Shekshir Bazar, and it is only from Kmitza and forward that there's a requirement to have a Koin. However, any Maisa that's done with the Kor Mincha prior to the Kmitza can be done by Yazar, even though immediately prior to that the Pasuk states, V'yotzik l'Hashem and v'nasal l'alavayna. However, the Rabbanon hold mikra nidush la'achra v'loy l'fanav, and we read a pasuk forward and we don't read it backwards. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon who's chilek on Rabbanon, and he holds that yitzika and b'lila require a kayin on akshir bizar because the pasuk states v'yotzik l'Hashem and v'viel b'nei aron akayinim, and we continue on daf Yud Tes Siman Aleph and mikra nidush l'fanav v'la'achrav, and Rav Shimon holds that we dash in a pasuk forward and we also dash in it backwards. Therefore, not only is there a requirement for Kmitza to be done by a Kohen, but Yitziko also has to be done by a Kohen. And the Gemara continues in Es, V'sav Rav Shimon Mikra Nidru Shulfan of L'achav, how could you say that Rav Shimon holds that we dash in a Pasuk forward as well as backward? Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, and this Braisa will discuss the requirement of a Kohen using his right hand when doing certain Avodos, and we already learned a Klal that when the Pasuk uses the term Etzba, then there's a requirement for the Kohen to use his right hand, and the Tanakhama teaches us that since the Pasuk and Pasuk by Yikur, but in Geir Kor Mechata states, V'loch HaKoyim Yidah Mechata's Be'etzboi, V'nosan Al-Kanus Mizbach O'ilo, V'ez Domi Yishboi Chalisoi Mizbach O'ilo, and the Tanakam Adashin's L'fonav U'l'achrov, and therefore he learns, Be'etzboi V'lochach, Melam and Shleite Kabbalah L'biyamin, even though the Pasuk states, V'loch HaKoyim Yidah Mechata's, and then it states Be'etzboi, however we use the term Etzba L'fonav, and therefore it's as if the Pasuk states, Be'etzboi V'lochach, there's a requirement for the Koyin to use his right hand by Kabbalah Sadam. Number two, Mikra Nidush La'achrov, the Pasuk states, Be'etzboi v'nosan, melami shleitei nesina al-biyamin, and therefore we also learn that when the Kohen does matanis Adam, he has to do it with his right hand. And Braisa continues, Om Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon is chayel kan tanakama, as Rav Shimon only learns, Mikra Nidush La'achrov, v'loy l'fanav, and therefore Rav Shimon states, V'chinema yad b'kabbalah, does he use the term etzba or the word yad b'negei kabbalah? The Pasuk only states the term Be'etzboi after it already stated, V'lokach ha'koyim idam achatos, therefore Rav Shimon holds, Chayel v'loy nema yad b'kabbalah, so kibul b'smal kasher, that if the Kohen would hold the Mizrak in his left hand when he's doing Kabbalah Sadam, then the Karm would still be kasher. And although in the Gemara Masechtas Zvachim there's a question as to the basis for the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon, however, V'om Abaya, ultimately Abaya explained that B'mikra Nidrash L'fan of La'achra K'miflagi, and as we already explained, Rav Shimon holds La'achra of Nidrash and L'fan of E'Nidrash, and if so, how could you have explained that the Makar that Rav Shimon learns that his requirement for a Kohen by Yitzikah and Belila is based on Mikra Nidush Fun of La'achrov? Gemara answers, Einachanami, Rav Shimon really holds Mikra Nidush La'achrov V'loy L'fanov. The actual Makar as to Rav Shimon Shita that there's a requirement for a Kohen by Yitzika and Blila is Elohainu time of Rav Shimon as Vavia Vav Moisval in Rishoin. Since the Pasuk teaches us that there's a requirement for Kohuna by Kmita, and the Pasuk starts off Vavia B'nei Aaron HaKohenim V'komets Misham Malay Kumsai, and since this Pasuk began with a Vav, therefore there's a connection between this Pasuk and the previous Pasuk. Therefore, we create a hekesh between the din of Yitzika and the din of Kmitza, and just like Kmitza requires a Kohen and cannot be done by a Zar, therefore the same din applies by Yitzika as well. Before we continue, let us see Rashi, Diba Maschal Alobiyamin, that based on the word Etzba, we learned that there's a requirement for the Kohen to use his right hand, as Rashi states, Chol Mokim Shnema Etzba Vikuna Ein Alyamin, as we already saw on Daf Yud, and Mipashas, as long as the Torah either states the Lashon Etzba or the Lashon Kuna, then there's a requirement for Yamin. Shimon, even if you're Reb Shimon, at the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara states, Etzpa loy boy kuna, and kuna boy etzpa. Ayin Tap Tesis in our Sugya for further discussion about this point. Ayin Rashi, that the Gemara just stated, that Reb Shimon holds, Vav Moisiv al in Yerushayin. Rashi is bothered that the Gemara previously stated, Reb Shimon holds, that if the Kohen is Mekabal Adam using his left hand, then the carbon would be kosher. And although it's true, that Reb Shimon held, Mikra Nadush La'achra v'loy lufanav, but the Maisa, the Pasuk stated, V'locha ha'koyim idam ha'chatos be'etzboi, v'nosan al-karnei sam izbeach, since the Pasuk used Vav, as the Pasuk stated v'nosan, so Reb Shimon should also learn a hekesh from the din of Matanis Adam to the din of Kabbalah Sadam, and just like there's a requirement of Yamin for Matanis Adam, so therefore there should also be a requirement for Yamin by Kabbalah Sadam. Rashi states, Taretz, lech lememachi, de'iksiv v'nosan be'etzboi, have a gemira, v'lokach min v'nosan be'vav mois v'alin yirishayin. And certainly if the Pasuk would have stated v'nosan be'etzboi, al-karnis mizbech oila, then we would have learned v'av mois v'alin yirishayin. However, now that the Pasuk stated v'lokachim midam achatis be'etzboi, and only afterwards does state v'nosan, that word is a hefsik, therefore we can't learn a hekesh from the sinu to Kabbalah. And as Rashi states, av hashta be'etzboi hefsika inyin, and ayin in teise diwe masal al hainu taima, he explains the words of Rashi. Rashi states be'etzboi mafsik bein v'lokach lo v'nosan, the havle l'michta v'lokachim v'nosim in adam be'etzboi ayin sham. The Gemara now continues and is bothered v'sav Rav Shimon v'av moisav al yin rishayin, that how can you say that the reason why Rav Shimon holds that a kohen must do yitzika and blila based on the vav mois al yin rishayin? So if he holds in the concept of vav mois al yin rishayin, elo me'ata d'chsiv v'shachares ben abaka v'krivu b'nei aron akrinim hasadam v'zokas adam mikabolo v'eich mitzvah kuna milam al shchita shekshir bizar, and ilo Rav Shimon vav mois al yin rishayin shchita hachinami bizar tei psula, and l'maisa the pasuk in pasuk vayikra b'negeir karbon oil states v'shachares ben abaka l'fnei Hashem v'krivu b'nei aron akrinim hasadam v'zokas adam alam mizbeach savah shepesach el moed. We know that all agree that shchita is kshir bizar. The requirement for a kohen is only mikabal ve'elech. L'chayy, if Rav Shimon holds vav moisval in rishayin, then since the pasuk states v'kriv b'nei aron akrayin mesadam, so we should actually have a comparison between shchita and akrava. Just like there's a requirement for a kohen by kabbalah, so there should also be a requirement for a kohen by shchita. But the gemara responds, shani hasam the amar krav v'samach v'shachat masvich bizarim af shchita bizarim. In regard to those psukim, we actually have two competing drashas. The prior pasuk teaches us v'samach yodai al reisha ilo v'nitzalei l'chaper lov, and certainly when the pasuk states v'samach yodai is referring to the bailim, certainly smicha is k'sher bizar, since when the next pasuk begins it uses the term v'shachat and uses a vav, so once again we have a din of vav moisval in rishayin, and therefore we learn the din of shchita from smicha, and just like smicha is k'sher bizar, therefore shchita is also k'sher bizar. However, the gemara continues that if you're going to make a hekesh between smicha and shchita, so we have a klal that ain't hekesh l'mechza, and ima smicha v'bailim af shchita v'bailim, and therefore we should learn that just like smicha has to be done by the actual owner of the carbon, shchita should have to be done by the actual owner of the carbon, and we know that that's not the halacha. However, the Gemara responds, "Ahulay matzis amrit," that certainly we can't say that shchita has to be done by the owner, as kavuchayim, as this based on a kavuchayim and a svara, as mazrika the ikka kapara loy boy bailim, that just like we know b'negei zrika, which is the ikka kapara of a carbon, that there's still no requirement that the bailim have to do zrika, as we know zrika must be done by a kohen, and therefore shchita lav ikka kapara loy koshkein. So certainly by shchita, which is not the ikka kapara, certainly it doesn't have to be done by the bailim. Therefore, we limit the hekesh between smicha and shchita. We only learn that just like smicha can be done by a zar, therefore shchita can also be done by a zar. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that how can you actually learn a kal v'chaymer from the din of zrika to the din of shchita? But v'chitema in don efshim she'efsha. And if you're going to say that according to the manda omer that states that you can't learn something that's efsha from a din that's efsha, therefore b'negei this kal v'chaymer, although it's true that zrika has to be done by a kohen and not by the bailim, but the reason why that's true, because there's a requirement for a kohen to do zrika, and as the pasuk in pasuk vayikra states, v'zorku b'nei aron akrinim as damai al mizbeach, therefore certainly there's no requirement for bailim. However, since there's no requirement for shchita to be done by a kohen and it could be done by a zar, so maybe b'negei shchita we would say not only is it mutter for a zar to do shchita, but shchita must be done by the bailim just like smicha. The gemara continues that in the chenami we would have to have another limud according to the man d'omar, as goli rachmona b'yem kapurim v'shachlas parachatos asheloi mechlal d'shchita ba'alma loy b'inam bailim, as since b'negei the par of Yom Kippur, the pasuk tells us in Achrei Mois that there's a requirement for the kohen gadol to shecht his own par on Yom Kippur. So we see that specifically b'negei Yom Kippur there's a requirement that the owner has to do a shchita. However, b'negei other kabbanos there's no requirement that the owner has to do shchita. And then we learn from Smicha that just like Smicha can be done by a Zar, the Afoshchita can also be done by a Zar. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Kol Mokim Shinema Ter V'chuka Eino El Lakev, and Kosaka Daitach Tati B'inon K'dechsiv Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. And the Gemara's Havmina is that Rav teaches us that any time the Torah states both Lashon Torah as well as Chuka, that Maisa would be required, and as the Pasuk states, B'negeda Paraduma and Pashas Chukas Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, and the Torah mentions both Lashon Chuka as well as Torah. And the Gemara continues, Simon Natatz Yakmel, which refers to the first letter of each of the following seven questions. The Gemara asks, how can you say that the requirement to have the word Torah as well as Chuka, Re'nozir, the like Siva Be El HaTorah, V'omer Rav, Trufa B'nozir Ma'akaves, since the Pasuk only uses the term Torah and doesn't use the term Chuka by a Nozir, as the Pasuk in Pashas Nasir states, Zeis Teres HaNozir, She'yidah Kabbonin L'Hashem Al Nizroi, Milvad HaShetasik Yodik Kafi Nidra, She'yidah In Yasal Teres Nizroi. Even so, Rav teaches us that Trufa is Ma'ake by a Nozir, and if one did not do Trufa, then the Korban would not be valid, and they would not be able to drink wine or be Metamil Mesim. Gemara responds, Shani Hosom, Kivin Nechsiv Ken Yasir, Kaman Nechsiv B'Chukadami, that since the Teres states, so it should be done, so it's as if it's telling us that you must do it in this way, and therefore it's similar to the concept of Torah and Chukah, and therefore the Pasuk uses the term Chukah as well as Ken Yasir, that also suffices in order to teach us that Trufa is Ma'akev, Ain Rashi Trufa Menazir, Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Nasi tells us, V'lokach HaKoyin, says, Zroya B'Shelim in Ayo, V'chalos Matzah Achas Menasal, V'kik Matzah Echad, V'nosal Kapeh Enozir, Achas Galchoyas Nizroi, even though generally Trufa is not Ma'akev, however, Trufa by a carbon of Enozir would be Ma'akev, Ain and Tesis on the first of the wide lines, Diba Maskel V'Amurav, Trufa Ma'akevis Benozir, that he points out that really the Gemara could have asked a question from a Mishnah, as the Mishnah states in Daf Chav Zayin, Beis Minah Shebenozir Ma'akvin Zeh, Al Nichel Elakshui, De Rav Ed Rav, however, the Gemara would rather ask this question from Rav based on his own Shita, that he continues with another Teretz, Inami Mishum Dafilu Trufa Shishir Mitzvah Beshaka Bonais Ma'akevis Benozir, that is actually a Chiddush, that even though generally Trufa is not Ma'akev by other Kabonais, however, Trufa is still Ma'akev by Karbin Nozir, and that's why the Gemara would rather ask from Rav than from the Mishnah. The Gemara continues with the second question, Hari Toidot like Siva Bay El Tera, and we will learn in the Mishnah, Dachov Zayin Malev, Abob Minu Shabbatayda Ma'akvin Zeh, that even though in Pashat Tzab, Benegea Karbin Toida, the Pasuk only uses the term Tera, and it doesn't use the term Chukah, and as the Pasuk states, Vizayz Tera Zevach Hashlomah Shiakra Lashem, the next Pasuk begins, Imal Toidi Yakrivenu, even so we know that there's a requirement to bring 40 Chalais with the Karbin Toida, is 10 chalais from 4 different minim, 1 min is made out of chametz, and the other are matzais, and Rashi states, chametz, chalais, rakak, v'revucha. Why would the Mishnah teach us that it would be ma'akev if the Pasuk only used the term Torah? The Gemara answers, Shani Toida, the Iskel Shul Nazir, the Chsiv, as Benegeda Karmen Toida, the Pasuk states, Azevach Toida Shlomov, the Amamah Shlomov, the Rabbi Shalmi Nazir. Although the Pasuk only uses the term Torah, however, we have a comparison in Hekesh between the Din of a Toida, the Dinim of a Shalmi Nazir. Since Benegeda Shalmi Nazir, we already saw that it's ma'akev, as the Pasuk used the term Torah, as well as the term Kenyasa, therefore the Chalas of the Toida would also be ma'akev, and Rashi explains that since at the beginning of the Pasha of the Karban Toida, the Pasuk already states, V'zoyz Terez Zevach HaShlom Mashiach V'Lashem Imal Toida Yakrivenu, though there was no need for the next Pasuk, which is Pasuk Yud Gimel, to have stated, Chalas Lechem Chometz Yakrov Karbonoi Al Zevach Toida Shlomov. This explanation is found in Rashi and Daf Ayin Chesman Aleph, Maisa from the Pasuk that states, Al Zevach Toida Shlomov, where Ma'aba different dinim than Negei to Shalmei Nozir, we learn from the Karban Toida, Rashi explains, the Rabbi Shalmei Nozir, Lasur Kabi Shalimis, Vilurviya Shem and Katoida, as the Gemara will learn on Daf Ayin Chesim and Aleph, just like we learn dinim of Shalmei Nozir from the Karban Toida, we also learn dinim of a Toida from a Shalmei Nozir. The Gemara continues with its third question, the Tzaddik in the Simen corresponds to Mitzera, and as the Gemara continues, Vari Mitzera, like Sibbe El Tera, now in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, the Mishnah will teach us, Abom Minu Shabbatzeri, Ma'ak. And even though the Pasuk in Pashat Mitzrayah that speaks about the Kabbonis of Mitzrayah only states the Lashon Torah, and the Pasuk states, Zeis Tia Teres HaMitzrayah B'yayim Terasai V'hu V'al HaKoyin, and even so, the Mishnah teaches us that the four minim that are used for the Tire of the Mitzrayah are Ma'akev, and as Rashi brings down, Abosh of Mitzrayah, Eit Erez U'Shni Teras V'Ezer V'Tziparim, Gemara Yintzi Shani Hasam, Kim Dechsiv Zeis Tia Teres HaMitzrayah, Kamad Dechsiv Be'chukah Dami, as since the Pasuk uses the Lashon Torah, and it also uses the Lashon Tia, so the Lashon Tia means Baviyasi Tehei, and it has to be done in this manner. Therefore, we have two words that teach us that Zedikov is almost the same concept of Shana Lavakasav La'akev. The Gemara continues with its fourth question, which is the Yud of the Simen, as Vayom Kippurim, the The Pesukim and Pashas Achrimois only use the term chukah, and as the pasuk states, "V'hoisel lachem chukas olam b'chodesh hashvi'i b'esel chodesh tano es nafshu seichem v'chol malach leisasu ha'ezoch la'ger agob b'seichem." And the pasuk also states, "V'hoisel zeis lachem chukas olam l'chapar bnei yisrael mikol chatosam achas b'shono v'yas kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe." We know that the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph teaches us to do siri yom kippurim the sor l'Hashem and the sor l'azazel ma'akiv one another, even though the Torah only uses the term chukah and doesn't use the Lashon Torah. It's a big tarpia. Why didn't the Gemara just answer that the Torah mentions the word chukah multiple times and that should teach us la'akev? But based on this question, so the Gemara states, Elo'i Torah, oi chukah, when Rav stated, Kol makim shnema Torah v'chukah in el la'akev, Rav did not mean that we have to have both words together, and instead Rav meant to say, at any time the pasuk uses the term Torah or the term chukah, then it would be ma'akev. But the Gemara is still bothered, very shak kabanis, dechsibu Torah v'lei ma'akvi, that we know b'negei other kabanis, pasuk uses the term Torah, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Sav, v'zeis ha-Torah lo'ilu l'mincha l'chatas v'l'ashav l'amluyim l'zevach ha-shlamim, even so, one carbon is not ma'akev the other. For example, if Rish Chodesh will fall on Shabbos, the carbon musaf for Shabbos is not ma'akev the carbon musaf for Rish Chodesh, and similarly, the carbon musaf for Rish Chodesh would not be ma'akev the carbon musaf of Shabbos. Rashi explains this point, even b'negei one carbon itself, and as Rashi points out, the Amar Parakama ba'asham who atzma shloi hukter emur of kasher, and similarly by a mincha, even though the Torah tells us v'zeis teres mincha hakrev dahinu agasher, and our Mishnah taught us lahigashish kasher, and even though the pasuk uses the term Torah, it's still not ma'akev. And this is the fifth question of the Gemara, symbolized by the lashon kuf, which stands for carbon. The Gemara responds, Torah by chukah v'chukah lay by Torah. Although if the Torah would only state the word Torah, then it would still not be ma'akev unless we stated the word chukah. However, if the Torah writes the word chukah, then even without the word Torah, then it would still be ma'akev. Since b'negei the kabbana is the pasuk only states the word Torah, therefore we find avodah said not ma'akev. But the Gemara continues and is bothered about Torah v'chukah kamar. Rav seemed to equate the word Torah and chukah. Either you should always need both, or you should only need one. And even if it would only say Torah and it doesn't say chukah, then it should still be ma'akev. Just like b'negei chukah, that if it only states chukah and it doesn't say Torah, then it would be ma'akev. The Gemara now explains hachi kamar that this is the way to understand the words of Rav. That Rav taught us that certainly if the Torah would only write the word chukah, then that would suffice and there would be an ikav. But Rav tells us that kol makim shenema Torah, if the pasuk writes the word Torah, then if it also states the word chukah, then it would be ma'akev. However, if it only states the word Torah and it doesn't mention the word chukah, then it would not be ma'akev. As the Gemara explains, that Rav meant af agav dechsiv Torah iksiv chukah in v'loy loy, and Ayin Tesis was bothered that if chukah loy by Torah, so in Torah have a Torah l'mayasa, once the Torah already mentioned the word chukah, why would the Torah now have to mention the word Torah? And as Tesis points out, chay gav the parch v'perakamor gabi etzpa loy by kuna the parch el koyin lomeli. His answer is v'yishleima the Torah asa l'shem drasha that in the chanami any time the Torah mentions the word chukah and also mentions the word Torah, then the word Torah must be coming for another drasha. Gemara now continues with the sixth question, and this is symbolized by the lashon mem, which refers to a mincha. And the Gemara asks, "For a mincha the chsiba chukah, the amurav kol makom shehichse akasa b'teres mincha ain't al la'akev b'negei kar mincha." The pasuk in Pashas Sav uses lashon chukah, and as the pasuk states, "Kol zachu bnei aron yechlena chak oilum deyoseichem ishi Hashem ol hashiyiga behem migdash." And if so, everything that states b'negei kar mincha should be ma'akev. And even so, Rav himself teaches us that the only time that something is ma'akev by kar mincha is only if the Torah already taught us the din in Pashas Vayikra, then repeats the din in Pashas Sav. It's mashma from Rav hichzir in lo hichzir loy, that the only time that there's going to be an ikov is only where the Torah repeats the din. But if the Torah doesn't repeat the din, then just based on chukah alone, it would not be ma'akev. And the Gemara answers shani hasam dechik siva chukah achilu siva, that over there the lashon chukah is not going on the actual carbon, and it's only talking about the achilu of the carbon, and therefore this word chukah cannot teach us any ikov b'negir the avoid of the carbon mincha. Finally, the Gemara continues with its seventh question, which is the siman of the lamed, referring to lechem apanim. As the Gemara is, for a lechem apanim dechik siva chukah achilu siva, betznan shnei starim ma'akven zeazeh, shnei bezichim ma'akven zeazeh, na starim va'bezichim ma'akven zeazeh. How can you say that when the pasuk uses the term chukah b'negei achila, and it's not coming to teach us the din of ikah b'negei the actual avodah, l'maisa b'negei the lechem apanim, the pasuk states in Pashas Emra the lashon choik, which is lashon chukah, and as the pasuk states, v'hoisel aron levana v'achlu b'makom kadosh ki kadosh kadoshim hulay me'isha Hashem chakaylam. Once again, the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin teaches us that the two starim of the lechem apanim are ma'akev each other, and the two bezichim levayna lechem alpanim are ma'akev each other, the storm of the lechem alpanim as well as the bezichim of the levayna are ma'akev each other as well, even though we only find the term chayik b'negeya the achila of the lechem alpanim, we don't find this term relevant to the actual ma'isa ha-karbon, because this question, so the Gemara changes course, and the Gemara states, al kol echad ksiva achila akula milsa ksiva, even if the Torah used lashon chukah only b'negeya achila, it still pertains to all the avodos, and we can learn that the avodos are ma'akev each other. This is the makar that the storm of the lechem apanim and the shnei bezichei levayna are ma'akev by lechem apanim. At this point, we're still left with a question: b'negeya mincha, as why would Rav state if the Torah doesn't repeat itself in Pashas Sav, then that ma'isa would not be ma'akev? The ma'isa the Torah used lashon chukah by a karb mincha, and even though he used the lashon chukah b'negeya achila, it should still teach us that all the ma'isim of a karb mincha are ma'akev. Gemara answers: v'shani hasam the amakra migirso mishamna. As Rashi explains that even though b'negeya mincha the Torah used lashon chukah, but since the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states v'hikta akrenas askarasa migirso mishamna al kol v'nasa isha l'Hashem, and the pasuk could have stated v'hikta akrenas askarasa migirso mishamen, so shma mina hakikama girso shalem v'shamna shalem shemchisa kolshu pasul. The pasuk is telling us that you have to have all of its flour and you have to have all of its shemen, and if you're missing any part of the sarin of soiles or any part of lake shemen, then the karm would be pasul. And l'maisa, why did the pasuk have to write migirso mishamna if the Torah already wrote chukah? The word chukah symbolizes the ikuv. Therefore, it must be that the Torah is teaching us that b'negeya the karm mincha, even though the Torah used lashon chukah, word chukah by itself cannot symbolize that any of the ma'isim or any of the avodas of a karm toida will be ma'akev. And the only way that one will know if any of the avodas by a karm mincha are ma'akev is either from the pasuk that states migirso mishamna, or as Rav stated, kol makom shechzeh akasav b'teres mincha ein el la'akev. And if it was shana lav akasav, then it'll be ma'akev. But if not, it will not be ma'akev. Before we continue, let us point out that Taisis Dima Maskel Teir Bei Chukah V'Chukah Lo Bei Teir states, although in the Habamin of the Gemara thought that just by the word Torah and the word Chukah, and that symbolizes that Maisa would be ma'akev. But V'Lefid Maskanis HaGemara, based on the word Chukah alone, Maisa V'Karbon would be ma'akev. Taisis brings from Rabbeinu Tam the Chol Mokim Darmin Chukah Yikuva Loim Mashu'usa, that's not actually based on the Mashmais of the word Chukah, El Megzeir Shavu Yalfin L'Breish Parapes Dizvachim, and ultimately this is based on Gzeir Shavu. However, as we pointed out, this is only Lefid Maskanis HaGemara, but Lefid HaHavamin of the Gemara, it was actually based on the Mashmais of the words Torah and the word Chukah. And as Taisis states at the end of Taisis, Umiyumekar Vad Havaboy Lameim Vishmaitzin Mashmusa, Havaboy Torah V'Chukah Ayin Sham. We continue on Daf Yutes and Beis, and we will not be curious the first line of the Gemara, as that is actually going to be the words of Shmuel in a moment. The Gemara now continues that even though we mentioned the member of Rav, however, the Gemara now continues and brings the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, as Gufa, as we learned, Amar Rav, Kol Makom Shechzel Chakasa B'Teres Mincha In El Akev. Rav taught us that any time the Torah teaches us halacha, and then it repeats us again in Teres Mincha, which refers to Pashas Tzav, where the Pasuk starts, V'Zeis Teres HaMincha, so then it's teaching us that it's going to be Ma'akev. Even though Rav mentions that it's repeated in Pashas Tzav, it's Lav Dafka that's repeated in Pashas Tzav, and as long as that then is repeated two times in the Torah, then it would be Ma'akev. Shmuel Amar, Geres V'Shem and Ma'akvin, Ve'in Dava Acha Ma'akev. We will explain Shmuel a bit later, that since the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra, B'negeya Regla Mincha, in Parak Beis, Pasuk Beis states, Ve'vio B'nei Aaron Akrenim, Kamat Misham, Malay Kumtzoy, Misalto Mishamno, Al Kol V'Nosso, V'hikta Akrenis Askarasam, Izbecha, Isha Reich Nechayach L'Hashem. And then a few Pesukim later, in Pasuk Tazayin, when the Pasuk speaks about the Kar Mincha Sa'imer, which is very similar to Regla Mincha, except the Regla Mincha is brought from Chitin, and the Mincha Sa'imer is brought from Sa'irim, and the Pasuk states, V'hikta Akrenis Askarasa, Migirso Mishamno, Al Kol V'Nosso, Isha L'Hashem. And really, the Lashon Misalta and the Lashon Migirsa are interchangeable, and they both mean fine flour. And Soilus refers to fine flour of wheat, and Girsa refers to fine flour of barley. Shmuel teaches us that since the Pasuk mentions these two words twice, therefore one is required to have all the flour and all of the shemen, and otherwise it would be ma'akev. In the Havim Gemara, the Gemara feels that Shmuel means that it's only regarding flour and oil, that since the Torah mentions it twice, therefore it would be ma'akev. However, even if the Torah would mention other dinim twice, it would not be ma'akev. Therefore, our Gemara is, Lo Shmuel, Afagav the Shana Beikra, Lo Ma'akvalei. How can you say that according to Shmuel, even if the Torah repeats something, that it would not be ma'akev? And as Rashi states, Bitmiya, certainly this can't be what Shmuel means. And therefore, the Gemara explains, Ela, Kol Hecha the Tana Beikra, Vade Ma'akva, Vahacha B'Molei Kumtzai, B'Kumtzai, Kamiflagi. And certainly Shmuel holds that any time the Torah states Allah, halacha and then repeats that same halacha, then it's teaching us that it would be ma'akev. The only nafkamina between the shita of Rav and the shita of Shmuel is in the following halacha. As we know in Pashas Vayikra, the pasuk states, "Ve'avil b'nei Aaron akrinim v'kametz misham mulei kumtzai," and he should do a kmitza, which is defined as the share of the flour that fills into his fingers. Then in Pashas Sav, the Torah states, "Ve'hirim menu b'kumtzai misel saminchu mishamna," he should lift up the flour with his kmitza. As the Gemara continues, the Tanya, the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states, "Mulei kumtzai," and then the pasuk in Tzav repeats, "B'kumtzai." Therefore, we learn, "Shalei yasami d'lekaimet," and as Rashi states, that since the pasuk states, "Mulei kumtzai," "Kasav b'chad duchta," and "Had shani b'dubur," "V'ksiv b'kumtzai," so the midrash minei, "B'yodei kumtzai," "V'lei yasak kli l'midas kumtzai," that the Torah is teaching us that one cannot make a kli that is the size of his kmitza and use that in order to measure out a kmitza, and instead he always has to use his fingers in order to measure out a kmitza. However, the Gemara feels that based on these psukim, certainly we would not be able to learn that the requirement to measure the kmitza with your fingers is actually ma'akev, as l'maisa the Torah did not state this din two times. Therefore, even if someone would make a kli that is the size of a kmitza and measures out a kmitza in this kli, then it would still be kosher. But the Gemara explains that this gufa, the machlek, is between Rav and Shmuel, as Rav Sava, Hanami, Shana Bekra, Dechsiv, Yaakov Esamincha, Vayimali Kapa Mimena, in regard to kmitza biyad, the Torah also repeats this halacha, as in Pasha Shmini, by the Chanukah Sabayis, by the Shivas Yimei Amluyim, the pasuk states, Vayakav Esamincha, Vayimali Kapa Mimena, Vayakta Alam Mizbech, Milvada Il Sabayker, and since the pasuk used the term Kapoi, so as Rashi states, Vilei Kli, once again, the Torah is teaching us that you have to do the kmitza with your fingers and with your palm and not with a kli. Since the Torah repeats this halacha, therefore, it's Shana Lava Kasav La'akev, and Hilkochim Kometz Bekli Pasol. However, the Gemara continues with Shmuel, and Shmuel argues in Rav, and he holds that if someone would be Kometz Bekli, then it would still be kosher, and it's only a din l'chachila, as we don't find a pasuk with Shana Lava Kasav La'akev, as even though the pasuk states, Lashon Kapoi B'negei Demuluyim, however, we can't learn dinim that are negei l'deiris from dinim that are only negei by the Kometz HaMishkan, and are only negei l'shah. Ayin Rashi, who now explains what Shmuel meant when he stated, "Geres v'shemen ma'akvin ve'in dova achim akvin," as v'hachi koma chazara de geres v'shemen who dasar likuva, that the only time that we consider that when the Torah mentions a din a second time, that it's shana lov hakasav la'akev, is only similar to the case of geres v'shemen, both psukim are talking about deiris, v'chein dugmasa shehuchzur b'teris minchas deiris, avul v'imali kapoi lechazarihi, well, since when the Torah states v'imali kapoi, is only speaking about a mincha that was relevant l'shah, only for the Chanukah HaMishkan, therefore we don't consider that pasuk as shana lov hakasav la'akev, as we mentioned that according to Shmuel, in Kometz Bekli would be kosher, and in Tezis Diva Masal Bekleimtzai Shleyasa Midal Lekoimetz, and Tezis bothered that in Parakama we already dashim Molei Kumtza Yachum Mubayers Tamalem Bekleimtzai, and Tezis answers Tatish Mas Mina, that we learn to Udinim from these words Ayin Sham. And Gemara continues V'leyal Shmuel Darius Mishah, that how can you say that Shmuel doesn't learn Darius from Shah? If we learned in the Mishnah Mesechta Zvachim on Pei Chesem and Aleph, and we already discussed this Mishnah on Daf Chesem and Beis, the Mishnah teaches us Klei Alach Mekachin Selach Umidos Yovesh Mekachin Seyovesh Ve'in Klei Alach Mekachin Seyovesh Ve'loi Midos Yovesh Mekachin Selach. The Mishnah teaches us that those kelim that were used for wet measurements and, for example, to measure dam, yayin, and shemen can only be mekadish liquids, while the two measuring cups, which were the yisarin and the chetzi yisarin, which were used to measure dry goods like flour, can be mekadish dry measurements and can be mekadish flour. However, the seven kelim which were made in order to measure wet measurements cannot be mekadish flour. The two measuring cups that were made in order to measure dry goods not be mekadish liquids. V'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel explained leishanu alamidais, that the Mishnah is only discussing those kli sharis which were initially made in order to measure liquids like a hin and a leg. They can't be mekadish a dav yavesh. However, zok Shmuel avul mizrukais mekachin. But if one would use the kli sharis called a mizrukais, which were used in order to be mekabel the dam of the carbon, which were not used to measure anything, they were just used to accept the blood, and they would place soilus into these kli sharis. Though it's a dav yavesh, it would be mekadish the soilus. And as Rashi states, avul mizrukais shehin kli dam mekachin soilus yavesh. And as the Gemara continues, that Shmuel's makar is the chsiv is because it states in Pashas Nasai b'negei and nesiim shneim maleim soilus. As Rashi states, alma gam adarius mishah, and therefore you see that Shmuel does learn Darius from Shah. The Gemara answers that although generally Shmuel doesn't learn Darius from Shah, however, Shani Hassam, the Tana Bakra, traces Zimnin, but over there, Benegay Nasiim, since the Torah repeats the Pasha Nasiim for every single Nasi, and it repeats it 12 different times, and states Shnei Malayim Selis 12 times, Therefore, specifically in this case, we can learn Darius Misha, and in Taisis Diba Maskel, the Tanabek Kra traces Imni, that Taisis points out, in Lakshis Adraba, Lehavishnek Suma Bon Kecha, but Im Labnin, and in the Gemara and Daf Tessam and Beis, where the Gemara stated that Abba's smallest Ksivi, and in Rashi over there as well. Before we continue, let us remember that in our Mishnah on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, the Mishnah taught us, Loy Higish Kshira, even if the Kohen doesn't take the Klisharis that's holding Kmitza, do Agosha by the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, that the Mincha is still kosher, and our Gemara now continues, Omle Rav Kana Rav Asi Rav, Rav Kana Rav Asi asked the following question to Rav, as Rav previously taught us, Kol Mokob Shechsech Lecha Akosu B'teris Mincha in El Lakev, if so that bothered Varei Agosha, Tana Bakra, Voloi Ma'akva, the Maisadim Torah mentions the Din of Agosha two times, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra, in Perek Beis Pasuk Ches, Veses HaMincha Sheyasim Eil Hashem, V'kriv El HaKoyin, V'gish El HaMizbeach, the Gemara will also bring the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav that states, V'zois Teres HaMincha HaKriv Oiso B'nei Aaron L'fnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeach, since the Torah repeated the Din of Agosha two times, so it should be Ma'akev, and why does that Mishnah teach us that Agosha is not Ma'akev? The Gemara explains, Man Tanabei, that where do we find that the Torah actually repeated the Din of Agosha as the Chsiv, and as we just mentioned, that the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav states, Zois Teres HaMincha HaKriv Oiso B'nei Aaron L'fnei Hashem. What the Gemara explains that the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav, not just repeating the Din of Agosha, but the Torah is actually being mechadish to us as to where Hagosha should take place, and therefore the Klal of Shana Lavakasav La'akev would not apply. As the Gemara states, Ahu L'kpoyle Mokam Hudasa, this Pasuk is actually coming to teach us as to where Hagosha should take place, and as the Gemara continues and brings a Braisa, where there's a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rebbe Lezer as to the exact place where Hagosha has to be done. As we saw, the Pasuk stated, Zois Teres HaMincha HaKrev Oiso B'nei Aaron L'fnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeach, and the words L'fnei Hashem mean that someone should be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which would refer to an area which is opposite the opening for the Pesach HaHechol, that would be on the west side of the Mizbeach, which is between the Mizbeach and the doorway leading into the Hechol. Then when the Pasuk states El Pnei HaMizbeach, that refers to the south side of the Mizbeach, that is called the front of the Mizbeach, since the Kevish is on the south side of the Mizbeach. As we know that when the Torah speaks about the north side of the Azara, so the Pasuk states El Yerach HaMizbeach Tzufayna, and therefore we see the back of the Mizbeach was towards the north, and therefore the front of the Mizbeach is on the south side of the Mizbeach. Therefore we have conflicting psukim, as the words L'fnei Hashem is mashma in the west, and the words El Pnei HaMizbeach is mashma on the south side of the Mizbeach. As the Gemara continues, the Tanya, and we learned in the Braisa that when the Pasuk states L'fnei Hashem Yochel B'mayiv, so you would think that Hagosha has to be done on the west side of the Mizbeach, Talmulein El Pnei HaMizbeach, which refers to the south side of the Mizbeach, which is the front of the Mizbeach, and El Pnei HaMizbeach, and since the Pasuk states El Pnei HaMizbeach Yochel B'darim, one may think that you should do Hagosha on the south side, Talmulein El Pnei Hashem, but the Pasuk also states El Pnei Hashem that has to be on the west side of the Mizbeach, and Haketzad, and therefore the Tanakhama teaches us Magisha B'Karen Dremis Marovis Kineged Chud Shalkarim V'dayoi, one would take the Kmitza that's in the Klisharis and bring it close to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and that would suffice. And in Rashi Kineged Chud Shalkarim B'Per Beis Zaita Parach Mai V'dayoi, that the Gemara asks, what does the word V'dayoi refer to? And Ayin Tesis brings down the Gemara's Teretz Masechta Zaita, as the Gemara explains that one may have thought that one actually has to take the actual flower and touch the corner of the Mizbeach with the flower, Kamash Malon, that as long as the Kli touches the Mizbeach, that would suffice. And as Tesis states, that the Gemara says, Sal Kedaitach Tiboy Agosha V'Minch Gufa Pirish HaSiyonu Min HaKli V'Yagash HaSeilus Atzik L'Mizbeach Kamash Malon, that there's no requirement to do so. And the Gemara continues with the Braisa, as Rabbi Elazar Imez, Rabbi Elazar argues on Tanakama, and he states, Yochel Yagashen L'Mavrov Shalkaren Oy L'Joy M'Shalkaren. Rashi explains in Masech L'Saita that Rabbi Elazar dashes in the Pasuk Bin Yinacha V'Kach Darshoi Mitoich Shenem L'Fnei Hashem Al Pnei HaMizbeach Yochel Yagashen L'Echem Hen Rotz L'Mayer Rotz L'Dreima. So one would think that they have a choice, and either they could bring the Kmitza to the west side or to the south side of the Mizbeach. One doesn't take precedence over the other. However, Zok Rabbi Elazar, that's not the case, as Amrit Kol Mokum Shat HaMoitzah Shtei Mikrois Echem Mekayim Atzmoy Mekayim Chaveroi. Any time where we find competing Lashonis, if you follow one of them, you'll be Mekayim both of the Psukim, and if you'll be Mekayim the other, then you'll be Mevatel the other one. Then Menichel Shemekayim Atzmoy Mevatel Chaveroi V'Toyfsin Shemekayim Atzmoy Mekayim Chaveroi. How is this relevant to our Pasuk? As Shechshata Oimer L'fnei Hashem V'Mayrev B'Taltel Pnei HaMizbeach B'Darim, as if you will do Agosha on the west side, then that won't be on the south side of the Azara. However, Shechshata Oimer Pnei HaMizbeach B'Darim Kiyamt L'fnei Hashem, but if you will actually go to the south side of the Mizbeach, you will still be Mekayim, that this Mokayim will still be L'fnei Hashem. As the Gemara explains, V'Hecha Kiyamta, how will you be Mekayim the Din of L'fnei Hashem if you're on the south side of the Mizbeach, not by the southwest corner. And Amar Rav Ashi, Kasavai Tana, Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzafen Kai, that since Rabbi Elazar holds that the entire Mizbeach in the north side of the Azara, therefore, if the Kohen will do Agosha on the south side of the Mizbeach, so automatically he'll be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as that will be Kineged Pesach HaHechol, as Rashi states, Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzafen Azara Kai, U Pesach HaHechol B'Emtz Azara, V'Kivin Kol Mizbeach B'Chetzi Azara, Oymir B'Tzafen, Ishtachar Tekir Drei Mishol Mizbeach, Kol Lufnei Pesach HaHechol, V'Nikra Drei Mishol Mizbeach Lufnei Hashem, and therefore the entire south side of the Mizbeach is called Lufnei Hashem. Certainly, if you're Rabbi Elazar, you should do Agosha as close as possible to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, but you don't actually have to touch the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. However, if you're the Tanakama, the only way that you'll be able to be Mekayim, one is Lufnei Hashem, and also Lufnei Mizbeach, is only if he actually touches the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Therefore, we see that even though the Rav holds that any time that the Pasuk repeats a halacha, that it really should be Ma'akev, however, that is not the din of the Gei Agosha, as the reason why the Torah repeats the din of Agosha is in order to tell us the makam of Agosha wasn't just repeating it for no reason. That's why Mishnah stated that if one doesn't do Agosha, then the mincha will be kosher, as Agosha is not ma'akev. When we learned the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, so we were gurus the words oi, and we read it as Yachal Yishenel L'mayiv Shel Karen, oi L'joy Mishel Karen. As we mentioned, this is based on Rashi and Masechta Saita, as well as Taisus and Arsugya. However, I in Rashi and Arsugya that he's not gurus the word oi, and Rabbi Elazar's havmina was that Yachal Yishenel L'mayiv Shel Karen, L'joy Mishel Karen, that possibly someone actually has to bring it right next to the Ma'ariv, as well as right next to the south, and you have to do both. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Yachal Yagshena Shnei Pamim L'Ma'ariv Shel Karen V'Hadol L'Drema K'dei L'Kayim Shnei K'suvim Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.